college sports over rules regarding transgender athletes. Cruz making his point in a recent hearing for banning transgender students from participating in girls' sports.
University of Manchester study indicated that male puberty provides a 10 to 50% physical advantage dependent on the sport.
NCAA President Mark Emmert saying though transgender women may compete in women's sports, but only if certain qualifications are met. Those include testosterone suppressing supplements to the functional equivalent of a woman. New York City announcing they will hold a ticker tape parade to honor those healthcare professionals and essential workers on July 7th. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying it will be the first true large parade since the start of the pandemic. The mayor crediting first responders and healthcare workers with saving lives and keeping the city going during the darkest days of the crisis. The parade will take the same route taken by New York sports teams that win championships. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A muggy, warm night ahead, followed by a hot afternoon again tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow start off into their 70s to low 80s. For the morning, mostly dry tomorrow by afternoon. Could see a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Otherwise, hot and dry. Heat index could get up to 105, 110. Scattered storms Wednesday, perhaps a little less hot. Lower to mid-90s. We'll be watching throughout the week the Bay of Campeche for potential development with that disturbed weather down there. It's expected to track northward. Late in the week, into the weekend at least, some potential heavy rains across the Gulf Coast.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Ralph Sanjeet, WGSO.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, here we go. The Monday edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and, of course, streaming live on WGSO.com, where you can go and find out about our not-for-profit status and how you can get involved. So just cruise on over there at any time to WGSO.com, and you can get all the information about how you can get involved and how you can support local community radio. So there you go. Mike, how you doing tonight?
Oh, man, today has been a stressful day.
It has.
Yeah, yeah, it's, ooh, man, a lot of stuff's been going on with work. But luckily, all that's over for the time being, and I get to talk about something that was equally as stressful yesterday. So,
yeah, it was kind of a crappy weekend for baseball, huh?
Yeah, it was. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, man, you just spoke a mouthful.
Well, and I'm guessing that you're talking about the LSU Bayou Bengals and their matchup against Tennessee this weekend in the Super Regionals, huh?
I'm not sure if I would really call it a matchup so much as that LSU was in Knoxville this weekend.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It looked like there was, I mean, from just a little bit I watched on, I think it was on, no, I watched a little bit yesterday. And when I say a little bit, it was for good reason. But it looked like there was a hell of a crowd there, so that's nice.
Yeah, there was. And that was good. But, whew, man, and I like how you said watch just a little bit of it, because about halfway through the top of the fifth inning, I can't do this, we went outside in the backyard and played a game. You throw a frisbee at a thing, whatever. We went and did that because...
Are you playing frisbee golf?
I've been playing frisbee golf for a long time.
Oh, geez, Louise. No wonders why you've never brought this up to me. Oh, boy.
By the way, also, whenever I was in high school...
Do you want me to get you a hacky sack for your birthday, too?
I can relive 1999. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like it.
Okay.
But on top of that, whenever I was in high school, there was a group of people that they had a, quote, team, and it actually turned into a thing at one point, and later on, but they played Ultimate Frisbee, and it's right there by the house, so we'd go play with them. They taught us how to play, me and a few of my friends, how to play Ultimate Frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, one of the few skills that I have in my life is that I'm pretty good at throwing a frisbee. So,
wow.
Yeah. Well, wow, yeah. There you go. You've known me for, 5 years now, and you're just finding this out.
I know.
And like as you alluded to earlier, there's a reason I've never said anything. Because that's not exactly the coolest thing that a person can be.
Only if we were having drinks right now.
Really, huh?
I'll keep it on the back burner until we do.
Oh, I know you will.
I'll make sure to bring it back up.
Oh, believe me, I know. If there's one thing I know for sure in this world, whatever I say, you will bring it up later.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's get back to something that's not making fun of me.
Okay.
Yeah, so LSU lost last night to Tennessee, 15-6. Wow, amazing score. But at the end of the day, nobody thought LSU was even going to go to the NCAA tournament, to the SEC tournament, let alone the NCAA tournament, let alone make it to the Super Regionals. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those things, it's kind of a humbling experience, but you didn't know they were going to get this far, and so, hey, great. But the worst part about it is that Paul Maneri, coach of the LSU baseball team, retired. Last night was his final game.
Right.
And he is literally one of the greatest college baseball coaches of all time. He's up there in probably the top 20 or so of across all metrics of college baseball coaches. And so he's been the coach for 15. He's been the coach for as long as Drew Brees was the quarterback for the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, I was wiping away tears during the bottom of the ninth, just like I was wiping away tears when Drew Brees looked back at that field for the last time.
Yeah.
Part of the reason is that Paul Maneri was also wiping away tears during the bottom of the ninth. Mm-hmm. And it was a very, very bittersweet moment. And the really bad moment came after the game when, you know, they're playing in Tennessee. And so the announcer in the Tennessee stadium, after the game was over, he thanked Paul Maneri. He's like, thank you very much for your 39-year career. You've done so much, whatever he said.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the Tennessee fans booed. And that was the most classless thing I've ever seen. I don't want anybody to ever say anything about LSU fans ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have been in Alex Box Stadium when we lost the second game, the one I was at when actually we lost the third game, of the Super Regional. And when the other team went running around the field, LSU fans were sticking their hands out, giving them high fives as they ran around the field. That's in, granted, Tennessee has never been good at baseball. They just happened to found the right coach. They're starting to do good. I'm going to give the fans a little bit of a benefit of the doubt and say they don't know how to be fans. And so there's a lot of other things I could say, a lot of which involve the word redneck, but I'm not going to say that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that because that aggravated me.
Yeah, that's pretty classless. I mean, regardless of whether or not they're on the opposing team, but if somebody has that long of a career and has done the accomplishments of what Paul Mainieri has, you know, that's the right thing to do. Or at least not, you know, at worst, just don't do anything.
Yeah, sit there and shut up. Let it be what it is.
Exactly. No, I'm with you. That's not... that's not what you want to do, and you know that's it speaks volumes to what's going on in Knoxville. But it's a shame, and you know the only thing I can say is at least they made it to the Super Regionals, and you know and did a lot better than what was expected. So you know there's always next year, and it'll be interesting to see where the program goes now with him retiring. So
yeah, and I do have two quick things real quick. I know we got to go to break, but number one, I feel like the reason that Mainieri kept putting in all these freshman pitchers, the pitching was horrendous. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the reason he kept putting in all these freshman pitchers is because he knew that first off, they need this experience. They need some type of experience in a super regional in a big game like that. And so from every time they ever step on that mound again, they're going to think of this. And so that's going to help them in the future, which is a huge thing. I mean, only Paul Mainieri would think to do something like that. And then number two, everybody keeps talking about who's going to be the coach. Mike Bianco, the coach for Ole Miss, probably not going to be our next coach because Drew Bianco, his son, plays for LSU. And he intentionally will not coach either of his sons. Mm-hmm. That's the reason that Drew is going to LSU. He was one of the ones that convinced him to not play for Ole Miss. And I also feel like hopefully we'll be able to get the Louisville coach, Dan McDonald, because he has done a lot of things that you should not be able to do in the position that he's in. And he's only 50 years old, so we can get a good 15, 20 years out of him. I kind of hope we pick him.
Well, fingers crossed. And I'm sure that we'll find something out in the next few weeks because they don't want to let it go too long because they've got to do some recruiting.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry that it didn't go well. We can talk a little more baseball. Let's take a break, and we'll talk some more baseball whenever we come back, and we can talk about my woes of the weekend. So we'll be back with more after this. On a crystal night, everybody grab a torch to light. Everybody meet somebody, join the party. The kids are on tonight today. Now grab your partner, do-si-do. Everybody has an AR-15.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Brought to you by the Saint Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the Saint Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at saintrockmarket.com.
Never Enough Tattoo, 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show. I feel like this is what the Cardinals theme song was over the weekend when they played the Cubs. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you were awful quiet. I thought I'd get some type of response out of the Scrubs. I shouldn't really say that because they certainly did sweep the Cardinals, and I wasn't happy about it. It was just terrible.
There were a few times that I checked my phone and saw the score, like, all right, good job, Cards. And then later on, I'm like, oh, no, never mind.
No, they, it's just too much right now. They're missing three starting pitchers and a couple of the position starters. So it's just not a good situation. And then the pitchers that are playing can't seem to stop walking people or hitting people. I think they've hit 51 batters so far this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're doing really good. And I think they've already surpassed 2019, the 2019 amount of walks that they had for the entire year. They've already done that. They made sure to get that out of the way early, so they can just relax the rest of the way.
Oh yeah. So apparently they're taking a cue from the Astros bullpen because that's been bad for a number of years. So good job, guys.
Yeah.
Y'all could find another team to emulate. It'd be a lot better.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It's sad when the most interesting thing was last night with the fans and the bleachers making a 150-foot long beer cup snake in the outfield, which they somebody did the math, and at $12 a beer and 24 cups per foot, it ended up being $43,500 worth of beer to make the 150-foot long beer snake. So
I feel like I've probably spent that much during a game. So why have we not done this?
All right, but it just also goes to show how into it Cubs fans are when they're too busy making beer snakes in the outfield and chanting "We want cups." So you know, we weren't at a hockey game. So there you go. But you know, I kind of feel like. The way that I felt watching the Cardinals over the weekend was pretty much the same as what happened to this poor guy, that rookie pitcher for the Tigers, the Detroit Tigers. The poor guy, he He got his first call-up of the year. He came in the fourth inning. He's a reliever, 24-year-old rookie. And he did all right in the fourth inning. But then in the fifth, he came back out and had some issues, to say the least. He walked a batter, gave up two straight hits, then walked another batter. And even though he went on to strike out the next two guys, something went wrong. I don't know if it was nerves or what, but he got visibly ill. And by visibly ill, I mean he turned around and threw up all over the mound. And actually, we have a clip for it. Priyanka, will you play that for us?
Oh, God. All right.
Not him actually vomiting, but.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. We'll have to play it later. And the really bad part was that the poor guy, he got his call up, and so they came out and got him, took him off the mound, and brought somebody else in, and they promptly sent him back to the minors. And I just thought that was just really just
really?
That was just insult to injury, really.
Uh-huh.
Poor guy. But the look on the batter's face was really what was priceless, because
I wasn't able to watch the video. I have no idea.
it was pretty awesome. You have to look it up on YouTube, because it's well worth it. But yeah, he just projectile vomited all over the mat. And I'd never seen anybody do that before. But then whenever, you know, of course, when you're on YouTube, it'll link you to other things. And it's not the first time that it's happened. And not even in the last couple of years.
Oh, wow.
Like last year, there was a Brewers player. He was a position player. And on his way into the dugout, he vomited all over the mound. Like, goodness.
Oh, my God. This is one of my most favorite and worst segments we've ever done.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what do you say at that point? Like, you know, I mean, they come out to get you. Like, no. I mean, you could at least brought him some hand sanitizer or something, because especially with everything going on, like, no, they're not going to let you throw the ball after you just wiped your vomit off your face with your pitching hand. But yeah, I felt so bad for the guy. Like, I mean, you came in, you get your shot at the bigs, and that's what happens. I guess, you know. So I guess it could always be worse. You know, at least nobody for the Cardinals threw up. Although watching them makes you want to sometimes. But yeah.
The thing I feel bad about that guy for, like, besides what happened. He could go on to become the next Nolan Ryan or Randy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
But even if that's the case, everybody will still remember him because of that. And to be honest, it would make it even more of a thing.
Oh, absolutely. If he has a wonderful career, he's always going to be known as the guy that threw up on his debut.
Yep. Oh, God.
Yeah, poor guy. Well, hopefully he can get back to the bigs and he can maybe take some Tums or something before he goes out to the mound. And hope or some Pepto.
Your heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach diarrhea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a ready-made sponsorship right there, an endorsement.
There you go.
I mean, got an endorsement. Come on, that's easy. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more baseball. We'll talk some football. And we'll talk some music. So stick around. We'll be back with more.
This is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
WGSO, from the Buca Range
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO. do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show. WGSO 990.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. A broad area of low pressure in the Bay of Campeche may bring heavy rain to Louisiana late this week and has a high chance of becoming at least a tropical depression over the next 5 days. But state climatologist Barry Keim says it is unlikely to develop into the first hurricane of the season.
If this thing does come to Louisiana, I mean, this is not likely to be a very strong system. I mean, it could get to tropical storm strength, but most likely it's going to be a big rain producer, or could potentially be a big rain producer for Louisiana.
Slidell Police Officer Teresa Simon died while on duty Sunday from what authorities believe was likely a massive heart attack. SPD spokesperson Daniel Susano says Simon was a decorated veteran of the force, was highly respected and loved by all of the department.
Females in law enforcement is not a prominent thing. She was in a very tough profession being a female, but she rose to that level.
Simon was 46 years old. LRN.
How much money is 30 seconds worth to you? If you hire a non-licensed contractor, it could cost you thousands of dollars and hours of headaches. Take 30 seconds to save thousands. Go to lacontractor.org and make sure he or she is licensed, like thousands of great contractors here in Louisiana. That's lacontractor.org. Or get our free mobile app, LA Contractor, in your app store. Take 30 seconds to save thousands now.
Domestic abuse is not often talked about, but help is available. Domestic violence isn't always physical. It can be emotional, mental, or financial. There are hundreds of advocates, like me, ready to assist you with a safe bed, guidance, or support.
Take the first step towards a better future by calling Louisiana Domestic Violence Hotline, 888-411-1333. It's free, confidential, and available 24 hours. 888-411-1333.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, June 19th and 20th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, June 19th and 20th. At the Punch Train Center, show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
This is Roland Creason with Noletown Bible Study. Let's get back to Bible study. Please join us every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Welcome back to Something to Say Radio Show on WGSO 990 AM. And at the break, I was able to fix our technical difficulty. Mike, would you still like to hear the commentators talking about poor Bo Burrows and the Detroit Tigers?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
It's just a couple seconds long.
Well, Burrows looks like he's sick. In fact, I'm pretty sure he is.
Wonder what gave it away.
First time in the major leagues this year, and the emotions of the moment got the better of it.
They're going to check on Burrows. We mentioned it's a hot day.
Yeah, so Andy Fletcher wants to go out, and A.J. Hinch probably saying, you know what, go in, take care of yourself, and we'll bring in somebody else.
There you go. Steve Stone with the call there with the White Sox. But, yeah, poor guy.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And you know when he gets back to AAA and his first game, those guys are going to give him all kinds of grief.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get ragged forever. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So moving on to some other baseball news. So we've been talking a lot about over the last few weeks about the foreign substances being used by pitchers in Major League Baseball. And finally, Major League Baseball is going to do something about it. They're getting ready to get ready. Let's put it that way. So they are finalizing a memo on a rule against use of foreign substances by pitchers, and they're going to be sending that out later in the week. They're going to ask the umpires to enforce the rule, but that'll come probably next week. So I don't – it's so ridiculous. I mean, this stuff shouldn't be happening to begin with, so why do you have to send a letter saying – and they already sent a letter at the beginning of the season, by the way. They got to send a letter to everybody to let them know that we're getting ready to – enforce this, something that has been a rule for, what, at least since the 40s or 50s, I would think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's what they're up to. And, you know, one of the sources say that, let's see. The actual order for umpires to enforce the rule might occur a week later, and next week. But the elongated rollout and source-driven discussion of the foreign substance crackdown has been by design to some degree. MLB's hope is that pitchers will use foreign substances like spider tack and homemade super glues. I mean, really? They're using super glue.
Really?
Will be scared straight by the public conversation and stop using them. The sports powers said one source, do not want to find any violators of the foreign substance. Of course not, because you don't want any more black eyes on the sport. Because it's, you know, baseball's been beat up quite a bit over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And another league source said, I'm glad you're writing about this. I'm glad this is getting a lot of attention. It'd be great if we could get it cleaned up before they actually start enforcing it. The enforcement hasn't started yet because all parties involved want to give pitchers time to adjust. And a third source said, nobody wants to see suspensions, but it's going to happen if somebody is found with something. And also, according to these sources, and this is where I find it very interesting, the foreign substance checks will be designed to work like a DUI checkpoint with randomness built in to reduce any pitcher's possible comfort level with the idea of violating the rule or applying substances after being checked during a game. There could be something in the range of 8 to 10 checks per game, with each starting pitcher being stopped by umpires perhaps a couple of times per game. Position players will also be monitored for substances that might be ferried along to the pitcher on the mound for use, perhaps by rubbing a baseball against a pant leg, for example, or a belt. MLB recognizes the foreign substance checks might slow down the game, so the umpires may be advised to conduct much of this new business as pitchers leave the mound after an inning or outing during commercial breaks, essentially. But, you know, this all goes back to, well, here it is. The current foreign substance rule has been on the books for decades, but baseball has effectively operated with an unspoken agreement between managers, players, and teams to not ask the umpires to check pitchers because of the use of substances was widespread and accepted as standard operating procedure. More benign substances like sunscreen and pine tar have been used by thousands of pitchers in professional baseball, with pitchers dabbing at shiny substances in their glove or on their forearm or their gloved hand out in the open. Some hitters spoke through the years of preferring opposing pitchers to have better control to reduce the possibility of a hit batsman. But as pitchers have learned to increase the spin rate on their pitches in recent years, some presumably through the use of more acute substances such as spider tack, pitching has been increasingly dominant within the game, and this year batters are being hit at a record rate. The players will face possible suspension if found anything from sunscreen to pine tar to some of the newer substances, and the only substance currently legal is rosin on the pitcher's hand. So there you go.
And I know I'm going to get something from you and possibly from other people as well. But the thing that I keep thinking about with all this has been the rule for a long time. Mm-hmm. And all of at least the ones that you've been reading about, all the pitchers that are doing this, mm-hmm. they play for the teams in huge markets that mm-hmm. make the MLB lots and lots of money. The Yankees, mm-hmm. the Dodgers, those types of teams. Well, in Houston, that doesn't make – it's a semi-small market. It's not small, but it's not one of those. When they do something, they are reamed – well, I don't want to say reamed because the players didn't get – the team got a lot, but the players didn't. But mm-hmm. now when it's something that has been illegal for years and years and years and years and years, mm-hmm. now it's like, oh, well, it's okay. We're just going to send you a letter, and we're just going to ask you politely not to do it. Right. But when it's not the team that's been making you money for 100 years, oh, well, now we can bury you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's kind of apples and oranges. I mean, to me, it all, you know, it's all relative. I think if you're cheating, you're cheating, whether it was steroids, banging on trash cans, or you're using foreign substances to increase spin rate so you can make the ball do crazy things and these hitters can't hit. You know, it's cheating.
And that's half the reason that I was so upset with the Astros for doing it. The other half is just my team, but that's the reason that I was so upset about it. You do not cheat. You never cheat. Right. Whatever you're doing, don't cheat. You got it. If you're going to be the best you can be, you don't cheat because that's not the best you can be.
Right.
And now that it's the Yankees and the Dodgers and I don't know if there's anybody from the Red Sox, but those types of teams, right. That's, oh, well, it's okay. We're just going to send you a letter.
Yeah. Well, and even if you look at, you know, I noticed it this weekend, it's not sour grapes, but it is interesting and it is make you wonder because, you know, here the Cubs, for example, they're playing really well. You know, they're in first place and good for them, but their bullpen started off the season just complete garbage. And then all of a sudden, these guys who I've never heard of in my life are lights out setup men. Mm-hmm. And these guys aren't rookies. They didn't come out of nowhere. They've been around the league for quite a while. And all of a sudden, they've got, you know, less than 2.0 ERAs. And these are guys that are making, like one guy yesterday specifically, last year he made $900,000 from the Cubs. They didn't pick up, you know, didn't re-sign him. They let him go on free agency. And then they re-signed him for $800,000. And this guy's got like a 1.7 ERA, and you know, he's been like their seventh inning guy. And how is this happening? I mean, there's no way you can just go from being, not at that stage in your career, that you can go from being nobody and teeter-tottering on even being in the league to all of a sudden you're just ridiculous and lights out and a dominant force. It just, there's something not right, and I think it is this stuff, and I don't know, maybe he just maybe it all started clicking, but it's just funny that their bullpen and even Craig Kimbrel, who has been terrible for the last couple of years, he's got a 0.61 ERA.
Oh, oh my goodness.
And he was he hasn't been worth anything since he was with the Red Sox. He's been terrible the whole time he was with Chicago. And now all of a sudden your back end of your bullpen is just elite. They're the number one bullpen in baseball. It just seems awful funny. You know, you can only you can only train so much, you can only do so much, and at that point in these people's careers, they're who they're going to be. It's just not going to happen that way. But now, you know, this guy's he's going to go from making $800,000 this year to probably $3-4 million a year. Easy. And I'm not saying he is, but it's just it all is awful fishy.
Yep. Well, one thing that I will say that I thought about while you were saying this is that one of the best teams, you know, historically in baseball that you have not heard anything negative about when it comes to this stuff for quite a while is the Cards. The Cards are apparently just doing it the way they're supposed to.
That's why they're leading the league in walks.
Yes. Well, I was thinking about that this morning. That's why I brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
The Cards, just a few weeks ago, a month ago maybe, were number one in their division,
mm-hmm.
and now they're like number four, I want to say.
Yeah.
But they have the potential to be number one. Mm-hmm. They got in a little bit of a slump, but they're doing it right. And so it's going to take a little while before they build themselves back up to being number one,
mm-hmm.
because they're not cheating. So it's going to take longer. They don't have to worry about, oh, well, we're cheating. Do we get caught? No, they just keep on doing their thing, and then they'll get back there. It's kind of what the Cards do, actually. 2011 kind of proved that. So,
yeah, well, I hope that you're right. But, yeah, I mean, maybe they need some pine tar. Do something. have a little bit better control and command of your pitches, my God. But, yeah, I mean, I hope you're right. And you know, I'll be the first to criticize them if it comes out that they are. But I don't they're not playing well enough to be using anything. I mean, I'm just going to call it like it is.
If they are, they really need to reevaluate their pitching staff.
Yeah, well, I think that's a whole different – you hit the nail on the head with that. You spoke a mouthful. But I don't – but, yeah, if they're using stuff and they're still this bad, then I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe soccer might be something that they could think about, or some long jumping. I mean, the Olympics are right around the corner. Maybe they could do something with that. I don't know.
Yeah, grab a stick and stick it in the ground and see how high you can jump.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I hope they're not cheating, because good gosh, that's terrible. But it'll be, I'm so curious to see who's going to get caught, because somebody's going to get caught, and there's going to be somebody that's going to be made an example out of immediately. And it's just the way it goes. That's how all sports are. And Rob Manfred is, he might as well be Roger Goodell Jr. because
I agree with that.
They're just about as good at doing their job. They're pretty equal. So,
yeah.
But, you know, speaking of football, just real quick before we go to break, I did find there was Malcolm Jenkins was on Rich Eisen's show, and he was talking about the leadership and of the Saints now with Drew leaving, and you know, he was saying that you know, Jameis and Taysom really will step into their own personalities with Drew not being around. But you know, the thing is, we got to think about there is some good strong leadership on the team with Cam and Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, and Malcolm Jenkins. Guys who've been around and know how to do things the right way. But I you know, everybody's doom and gloom with this, and I, you know, we've talked about it, but I just don't, I don't think it's going to be as bad as everybody thinks it's going to be.
No.
I mean, yeah, it's not Drew Brees out there, but Drew Brees wasn't Drew Brees the last few years anyways.
Yeah. I was going to say, it won't be Drew Brees under center, but it hasn't really been Drew Brees under center for a while.
Exactly.
And so while I love him, I respect him, he's the GOAT in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been quite the same. And if everybody knows Jameis is going to get it, if he can just reduce those 30 interceptions mm-hmm. to even 15 is high.
Yeah.
But if he can just reduce it to 15, we're easily in the playoffs, possibly in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, all right, well, let's take a break, and we're going to talk a little music before we get out of here. And some concerts are coming to town, and I found this really, I found it interesting what Sony's up to. And it's a good thing, but at the end of the day, it's, come on. All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll be back with more after this.
Rolling down the road, going nowhere, guitar packed in a trunk. Somewhere around my mark of 112, Papa started humming a funk. I got a Jones in my bones with four and no, we're singing this melody. Stopped the car, pulled out the guitar, halfway to New Orleans. Said, take me home, 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 home. Take me home, 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 home.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Hi, this is Clay with Witcher Passion Live. Join me every Thursday from 12 to 1 for 1 hour of talk to talk about your passion and you.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I'm very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696 so that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You ever have a legal question and wonder if your brother-in-law was really the person you should be asking? Well, I've got good news for you. There's a new show co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf. Ask a Louisiana Lawyer every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, where you can call and ask your legal question without having to pay a dime.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Welcome back, gang, to the Something to Say radio show. And, you know, it's nice. There was an article today in NOLA.com about all the concerts that are coming to town, like Eric Clapton. How about that? September 18th.
And, by the way, if anybody's looking for a birthday present for me, that's 2 days before my birthday. I will be more than happy to accept a few tickets to that. So you can send that to michaelhenson.com.
But you want the $295 tickets, right?
Oh, well, of course. I don't want the $55 tickets. I want the $295.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, come on. We've been entertaining y'all for years. You got to show us some love.
Well, I'll get back to the concerts. But the thing that I found really interesting today was that Sony Music announced that it's going to step up for its older artists and it's going to cancel the unrecouped debts that have occurred. So basically the way that that works is whenever this is why you find so many bankrupt musicians, because if they sign a deal and they're usually front loaded. Now here's the deal. So say you sign and you are going to get $5 million. Okay. Most of that is just a loan because they're betting on you. They're betting on you that you're going to make that much money for them. So until you sell enough records or have, you know, in today's day and age, you have enough plays on streaming service to make that money back up, you still owe it. You owe it, and they'll keep taking it out. So you got to go out and go on tour and tour relentlessly, and you got to promote, and you got to do all those things so you can pay back what was essentially loaned to you. So the Sony decided today that they're going to cancel the debts of thousands of artists who signed to the record label by before the year 2000, and they'll now pay royalties from January 2021. And forward to those affected. So that means that these artists are finally going to start receiving money from streaming services, which, to be honest, like I listened to an interview with Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters. He doesn't even understand how they get paid off of streaming services. So that shows how convoluted that this whole thing has become. It's not the good old days of, well, you go down to Peaches and you throw down $15 for an album. It just doesn't work that way anymore. Some do, but you know, I still personally like physical product. Like we talked about and joked that I keep buying CDs and I don't have a CD player, but I guess it looks nice on the bookshelf.
I can find you one on the black market if you want.
Okay. but you know, it is a nice thing for them to do, but you know, to me it's too little too late. I mean, they've been screwing over artists for so long, and not just Sony, it's all of them across the board. You know, we've talked about back in the late 90s, early 2000s, a band like Metallica had probably the biggest sweetheart deal out of any band, where on a $15 CD, they were getting $2 an album. So you got to split that four ways. Now, and that's also, you better keep in mind, don't get divorced. And if you did get divorced, I hope you had a prenup, because then your 50 cents that you were going to get out of that album is now 25 cents. So, you know, the music industry is probably one of the dirtiest games there are. And I mean, this is nice. And I think this is a lot of lip service because, you know, there's so much more that needs to be done, especially for some of the older artists that are unable to perform now. You know, we've seen it here in New Orleans with some of the older musicians being affected by COVID and they needed help. That's why there's great things like Fridays from the Funky Uncle. But there needs to be more things to help out these folks. And, you know, this is a start, but there's so much more that needs to be going into it. And hopefully the other big record labels like Universal and Warner will step up and start, you know, taking care of these folks. But we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. It'll be something to keep an eye on. Unfortunately, that's going to do it for us. We're going to get out of here. And we'll be back tomorrow night with more of the Something to Say radio show. Until then, Priyanka's just going to play Gloria for you.
More Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity.